What we announced today is the narrowing down of the number of communities that are learning about Canada's plan for the long-term management of used nuclear fuel. So basically, the decision is that Horn Pain and Manitouwadge are no longer in the process, and studies are going to focus in the area of Ignace and Huron Kinloss and South Bruce in southern Ontario. Let me say that this is a very difficult decision because we've been working with these communities for many years now, and they all have a potential to host this project, but we have to make decisions because at the end of the day, we are seeking an informed and willing host in one area. So the decision was made based on a number of criteria that are both technical and social in nature. But the two overarching criteria that we used for these decisions are, one, the potential for safety, and safety is paramount. And the second one is the potential to build the supportive and resilient partnerships that are required to advance a project like ours. So next, we will continue to work with the community of Ignace in your area, and we will continue to drill boreholes to better understand the geology. And we will also continue to work with the leadership and the people of the Ignace area to explore the potential for partnership. So we are planning to select a preferred location by 2023. No, this to finish, I just want to really thank all the communities that have participated in our project. And I really commend their leadership because they really helped us shape and advance Canada's plan for the long-term management of used nuclear fuel.